Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
And another freeze warning in effect this morning. I'll show you what it will feel like when you head out the door with the wind chill. Police in Durham spend more than 9 hours at the scene of a deadly shooting. What we're learning about the investigation that just wrapped up a few hours ago.
RDU is seeing tremendous growth with passenger travel picking up pretty significantly. Right now, we're live in Terminal 1 with a look at how the steps that the airport is taking to prepare for high demand this spring and summer.
And welcome to your Wednesday. As always, thanks for waking up with us. We're here to get your day started. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith in for Jeff Hogan. Winter and spring will be battling for our time this week, it looks like. Let's get right back to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WR Severe Weather Center, tracking another cold morning, Elizabeth.
Yes, another freeze warning in effect this morning, and we'll see it again tomorrow morning as well. It's keeping farmers busy, all the fruit farmers, strawberries, all the fruit trees, those folks are out busy. Protecting those delicious things that we're looking forward to in just a month or so. 31 is our temperature. We have a wind west at 5 miles per hour, so we have a little bit of a wind chill. It feels like 25 right now in Southern Pines and 24 in Goldsboro. The wind chill is in the white box on the right, and on the left in the blue box is the actual temperature. So it's 31 in Durham and Raleigh, 32 in Clinton and in Rocky Mount. Our temperatures have now dropped to freezing everywhere. Officially, it's 29 right now in Southern Pines, but of course, with the wind chill, it feels more like mid-20s. So feeling colder than it did yesterday. With the wind and the dry conditions, we are under high fire danger again today. So you want to put off any outdoor burning for a few more days. It's probably going to be a bit safer by Friday and Saturday as we see our next round of rain coming in. We don't climb above freezing until around 9 a.m., but our high this afternoon is a little warmer than yesterday. Yesterday it was 51. We'll be 57 today. We're going to jump 10 degrees tomorrow and have a really mild St. Patrick's Day. I'll show you what will change and for how long. Coming up, Brian.
601 right now. We have our first crash of the morning. It is in Southeast Raleigh at the intersection of Rock Quarry Road at New Hope Road, right there where Jones Sausage Road turns into New Hope Road. Reportedly a crash with injuries, and we are seeing some delays through that intersection right now. I'll keep my eyes on those sensors and let you know how that's developing in our next update in about 10 minutes. Around the rest of the triangle, it's quiet with all of our major routes in good shape, and no other crashes showing up in Raleigh or Durham.
Brian, thanks. We're working to learn more about a deadly shooting in Durham. Police were on the scene until about 2:30 this morning, more than 9 hours after that shooting happened. Police say one man was shot and killed around 5 last evening on Hillsborough Road near Coal Mill Road. Video from Sky 5 and the WRAL Breaking News Tracker shows the investigation in a parking lot. At least 2 cars had their windows shot out. Now, this is the second shooting in that same area this week. Monday, police say someone was shooting at another vehicle and bullets hit the shopping center there as well. No one was hurt in that shooting.
Today, a big voting rights case is getting a do-over in the North Carolina Supreme Court and could change how you vote next year. The justices will rehear a case this afternoon on voter ID. If they reverse their decision from last year, you could be required to show ID at the polls as soon as next year. The court previously ruled against the requirement, but that's when it had a Democratic majority. Now the court has mostly Republicans. Voting experts say a reversal in this case could favor GOP candidates in the swing state. Severe weather is hammering both coasts of the U.S. this morning. This is a live look at Burlington, Vermont, where you can see the snow covering the ground and the wind blowing the trees. Hundreds of thousands of people are without power this morning in the Northeast as that winter storm pounds the region. Utility crews are working through wind-driven snow and freezing temperatures to try and make repairs. Winter storm warnings remain in effect across much of New England this morning. In about 10 minutes, a look at the flooding in California as severe weather batters the West Coast as well.
And because of all of that snow up north, it really is causing a lot of delays and cancellations at airports up there, as well as here. I do have some cancellations for you at RDU. Right now, we're looking at 3 cancellations and 4 delays. Most of them are with Delta. So if you're flying Delta today, just make sure you check that before you head out the door. I do have FlightAware here showing us how many delays total we're looking at right now. 418 and cancellations today, 168. Again, so a really good idea to check with your airline if you are traveling today. Also, a look at the flight aware misery map I want to show you here up north. This is where they're currently seeing the winter storm. Well, we did have that. This is where they're seeing the winter storm up here. So you can see not a lot of flight activity up there. All of that blue on that map indicates snow. As far as Charlotte Airport, they're looking at 12 cancellations and 7 delays right now.
Michelle, thanks. Well, two events happening today show just how much RD International is growing. The number of people traveling is surging, and the airport is expanding to meet that demand. WREL's Laura Levine live at the airport this morning to tell us about a hiring event ahead of the travel summer season and some new nonstop flight options. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Ken. Well, let's start here. This morning at 10 o'clock, we are expecting to learn more about Avelo Airlines' plans to expand here in Terminal 1. Now, the terminal itself has welcomed some new airlines within the past year, and it was just last month when Avelo launched 6 direct flights from RDU. Now, the airline has already opened a base at RDU and created at least 50 jobs. Now, the airline plans to announce 3 more nonstop routes, more jobs, and plans to add a second aircraft to their base here. The airport continues to outpace last year's passenger traffic. In January, it saw a 39% jump. Spring and summer travel is just around the corner, and RDU officials are gearing up for a robust season. That's why now there is a big push to hire more TSA employees. The agency is offering significant pay increase opportunities for future growth as well. This is for both full-time and part-time positions. And anyone interested in applying for these positions can head over to the NC Career Center in Durham today between 9:30 and 1:30. For more information to learn about that, we have details on WREL.com. Laura Levine, WREL News, live at RDU.
U.S. leaders are warning Vladimir Putin about escalating conflict after Russian jet struck a U.S. drone. The unmanned drone, called a Reaper, was flying over the Black Sea when 2 Russian jets confronted it. One of the jet's wings hit the drone's propeller, damaging it. The U.S. then brought the drone into the sea after first wiping its software to destroy classified information.
It is another reckless act by President Putin and his military. And I want to tell Mr. Putin, stop this behavior before you are the cause of an unintended escalation.
Russia claims the drone was not over international airspace, but rather over its airspace near Crimea.
In a few hours, the Task Force for Safer Schools will meet to talk about new programs aimed at keeping guns out of the hands of young children. The task force is expected to talk about the new programs they will launch at schools across the state. Now, we don't know what the programs are specifically, but we do know they're expected to launch next month. The meeting starts around 10 this morning in Raleigh.
Parents are calling for changes at NC State after hearing news of a 10th student death this academic year. The latest death involved Timothy Parker. His friends told WREL he died from an accidental drug overdose off campus Monday. Parents with children prepared to attend NC State in the fall are taking note of this staggering trend. Julia Massarelli is a licensed mental health counselor and a parent. She says students need all the support they can get.
Being aware of your neighbor. If everyone was in tune with the person next door and what's going on, we might be able to pay attention to the things that seem a bit off and to reach out for help and not be afraid.
She also mentioned the benefit of social media parent groups and parents being willing to lend a helping hand for students in need.
We're working to learn more this morning about this crash that shut down a major road in Sampson County. This happened around 8 last night on State Highway 24 near Clinton, not far from Bass Lake Road. You can see that white SUV flipped onto its roof. No word yet on what caused that crash or if anyone was hurt. Tonight, we will learn more about UNC Health's plans to expand its Easttown campus in Chapel Hill. UNC Health will give an update on the project's timeline during a work session of Chapel Hill Town Council. Right now, there's one building on the property at I-40 and 15501. The health system is looking to expand that to 6 buildings, with a new one going up every 3 to 5 years over the next 25-year span. The council's work session starts at 6:30 this evening.
We're working to learn more about a house fire in Johnson County. It happened late last night on Princess Drive. That's in the Cleveland area. Investigators told us no one was hurt in this fire. They're still trying to find out what caused it in the first place.
More people are dying in North Carolina from fentanyl than traffic accidents and shootings. It's the subject of our latest WRL doc, Crisis Next Door. You can watch the entire WRL documentary tonight at 7:30 right here on WRL, on WRL.com, or just go to our WRL documentary YouTube page at 8 p.m.
Pushing back against higher energy bills, the response to a Duke Energy proposal to charge you nearly 20% more. Plus,
I know CPR, I know how to do this. This is my baby and I have to save her.
Acting on instinct, the mom who saved her daughter's life explains what was going through her head during those tense moments.
Bundle up, it's another cold start. Our wind chills are in the 20s this morning, but look at this. We're going to warm into the 70s on Friday. It's not that simple. We will see some showers at some point during the evening. I'll track the rain for you coming up.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12. We have another freeze warning in effect this morning, and then we'll copy and paste it for tomorrow morning as well. It feels colder this morning than it did yesterday. We're already seeing temperatures below freezing and our wind chills in the 20s. Look at this. It's 32 right now in Rocky Mount, 31 in Durham, and 32 degrees in Fayetteville, and everywhere is feeling like mid to upper 20s. So out the door, obviously the puffiest coat that you have will feel best. Our temperatures will stay below freezing all the way until around 9 a.m. So you'll see plenty of puffy coats, hopefully at the bus stop this morning. And kids will need their jackets coming home, too. Lunchtime, just 47. We do climb to 57 this afternoon, but it stays a little breezy and chilly. Tomorrow, we see a nice warm-up, and we're in the 70s on Friday. I'll show you how long the warmer temperatures will stick around coming up.
6:13 right now as we take a look at traffic. Still have this crash reported in Southeast Raleigh at the intersection of Rock Quarry Road at New Hope Road. That is where Jones Sausage Road turns into New Hope Road. Crash with injuries, and I just looked at the sensor data right there at the intersection. Still seeing a little bit of a delay on both sides of Rock Quarry Road, but it looks like New Hope Road is in pretty good shape. Also, just starting to notice the delays developing on 40 westbound around the Clayton Bypass. Right now, looking at a 2-minute backup as you come in from the Cleveland community through Garner, but your other major approaches into Raleigh right now are looking pretty good, Ken.
Brian, thanks. So pushback against a plan to raise your electricity bill is growing. Duke Energy Progress wants its customers to pay more for energy so it can improve its power grid. Duke is asking state regulators for about a 20% hike over 3 years, with the first 11% increase happening as soon as October 1st. If approved, the hike could cost a typical home nearly $26 more per month by 2025. In a hearing last night, customers shared why that's too much to pay.
We bought a house here in 2014, expecting this to be a retirement. The rates are getting out of hand. We are looking to relocate again.
To live in.
The commissioners will have several more public hearings before a decision is made, including a virtual one. The next hearing is March 20th in Snow Hill.
A bill that would limit how North Carolina schools teach students about racial issues could get a vote in the state house this week. It was just approved by the House Education Committee. The bill would ban schools from teaching about systemic racism or white privilege, or that anyone is responsible for the actions of past members of their race or sex. It's a response to conservative concerns about critical race theory, which is not taught in K-12 schools. Representative John Torbett filed the same bill 2 years ago, but Governor Cooper vetoed it. Alzheimer's advocates from across the state will be in Raleigh today to support the fight against the disease. They're gathering at the North Carolina Museum of History. They're pushing lawmakers to make changes to state policy to better address the cost of Alzheimer's treatment. The event is happening from 9 to 2:30 today.
It's a story you saw first right here on WRL. This morning on Today, the cheerleader who went into cardiac arrest at a Raleigh competition and her mom who saved her life share more of their story. Kiana Joe is a student at West Harnett High School. She was performing at Broughton High School on March 5th when she became unresponsive. Her mother, Andrea, tells Today how she used her medical training to immediately jump into action.
So I ran to her side as fast as I could, and I felt for a pulse, and there was no pulse. I just took over. Instinct took over. I was like, you know, I know CPR. I know how to do this. This is my baby, and I have to save her.
Oh, you can hear more of their story this morning on Today. It airs at 7 right here on WREL.
The Triangle's newest Publix grocery store is about to open in Durham. The new store is at Ellis Crossing on Eunice Road. The 46,000 square foot store will employ around 130 people, and it opens up at 7 this morning.
I want to head out west now. Another atmospheric river is slamming flood-damaged California. The conveyor belt of moisture increases the threat of landslides, and it's triggering more evacuation orders. As of Tuesday afternoon, about 30 million people across the Golden State were under floodwaters and alerts. The persistent heavy rain and melting snow are expected to flood regions still recovering from recent deadly storms. And even more snow will hit mountain regions where people have been trapped in their homes for weeks.
I ran out of food about a week ago. I had some family members' snowmobile and some food, but that was about 5 miles away, so I had to walk.
Just incredible. This is the 11th atmospheric river to hit the West this season.
No question, folks out there are just done with the snow. We have temperatures that could make snow, but it's just so dry out there right now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center with a look at the freeze warning.
We're so dry that probably won't even see much frost this morning. If you're out in a rural area, you'll have a better chance of seeing some frosty windshields. But especially around town this morning, not a lot of frost out there. Freeze warning in effect until 10 a.m. We'll see another one for Thursday morning and then probably again on Monday morning as well. So of the next 7 mornings, at least 3 of them will be featuring temperatures at or below freezing. We do warm up nicely for St. Patrick's Day. It is the one day of the next 7 where temperatures will be in the 70s, but we do have some rain that will roll in late on Friday and continue into very early Saturday. After that, we're looking at some cooler temperatures for Saturday afternoon and Sunday, definitely. Taking a look outside, Goldsboro, Durham, Apex, Chapel Hill, all looking nice this morning. We're going to see a beautiful sunrise. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. We continue to have this cold blast with us today with our winds coming out of the northwest, but we're nice and dry all the way up until Friday night. That's when we'll see our next best chance for rain swinging on in. We take a look at our freeze warning again in effect for us this morning and again on Thursday morning. And then again on Monday, likely as well. But after that, you can get outside. Tomorrow, today will be 57, but tomorrow, a good 10 degrees warmer than that with some sunshine should feel nice. And most of Friday will feel good, too. 72 degrees in the later part of the afternoon. The rain doesn't roll in Friday until after sunset. So it is St. Patrick's Day. I know a lot of folks that like to be out and about. At 4 o'clock, 72. At 6 o'clock, 68. Still in the 60s at 8 o'clock. Be fine for getting out and about. But between 8 and 10, we'll start to see some light showers moving in and then some steadier rain after midnight. So keep that in mind if you plan to be out fairly late on St. Patrick's Day. The radar is going to turn a bit on the green side. You can see at 5 o'clock, maybe an isolated shower pops up, but before most of the rain arrives, it's going to be, say, 9, 10, 11 o'clock. It's out of here a little faster on Saturday. The newer runs of the computer models have the rain mostly out of the viewing area by 10 a.m. That's a couple of hours faster than what we saw yesterday. So we're trending a little faster at moving this out, meaning more of Saturday is dry, and it looks like we could see some bright skies during the afternoon. How much rainfall Friday night into Saturday? Probably going to be somewhere between a quarter and a half an inch of rain. And then after that, Saturday afternoon is dry at 62, but then on Sunday, we're back to some chilly temperatures, 58. We start Monday morning in the 20s again. Brian?
620 right now, Elizabeth, as we take a look at traffic. We are still watching this crash on the southeast side of Raleigh. Just check with Raleigh 911. It's still an active scene there at the intersection of Rock Quarry Road at New Hope Road. Again, if you're coming out of Garner, Jones Sausage Road turns into New Hope Road right there at the Rock Quarry intersection. Still seeing a little bit of a delay there as they work to get that crash cleared. This is a crash with injury, so it may be a little while yet before it is all clear from that intersection. About a 2-minute delay showing up on 40 westbound right around the Clayton Bypass. Once you get through that into Garner, traffic's flowing freely. Also looking good in Durham this morning as we take a look at that live camera at 885 at Cheek Road there on the east side of Durham. No delays on that northbound side from I-40 all the way up to I-85.
Brian, thanks. Federal officials want to restore people's confidence in the banking system. How the outlook about the economy is shifting after the collapse of 2 U.S. banks.
And the Carolina Hurricanes are adjusting to life without Andrei Svechnikov. The effort to bounce back after losing their star for the season.
First, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll be right back with What's Trending. We'll be right back.
is What's Trending Report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
A Hollywood legend is celebrating his 75th birthday in style, and he looks marvelous, darling.
He certainly does. Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Talking about Billy Crystal, and he marked his special day by recreating one of his most iconic looks. Posted a photo wearing an outfit nearly identical to the one he wore in When Harry Met Sally. Fellow comedy legends Ben Stiller and Richard Lewis were among the thousands who wished Billy Crystal a happy 75th birthday.
Look, when that movie came out, he made that sweater cool, and everybody wanted a sweater like Billy Crystal. Of course, we all loved that movie When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, one of my favorite movies, and he truly is aging well.
He really is. Mm-hmm.
And making that sweater cool is a major accomplishment. We're getting a look at more backstage shenanigans from the Oscars. Dwayne Johnson posted this picture to Instagram last night showing him sitting on actress Emily Blunt's lap. He blames the Terramana, which is his personal tequila brand, for leading him into this situation.
Okay, and how is Emily not grimacing in pain? Because we all know each of the Rock's thighs is like somebody's normal body. So there's that. But one fan had commented, she got rock bottomed.
Oh, ka-dum-chi.
Boy, oh boy. Yeah. Can you believe this entertainment's free?
Brian, thank you.
Well, the Carolina Hurricanes will play the rest of the season without star Andrei Svechnikov. He will undergo surgery tomorrow for his right ACL. The Hurricanes bounced back, though, last night. After being shut out of the first two games, Svechnikov went out. The Canes beat the Winnipeg Jets at TNC Arena 5-3. They go back on the road for their next game against Toronto Friday night.
And we're starting a little bit colder than we did yesterday. Take a look at these temperatures. We are at and below freezing everywhere. With the breeze, it feels like 20s. I'll show you when we finally will see temperatures climbing up to near normal.
And another rehearing happening today at the Supreme Court, this time dealing with voting rights and IDs. Coming up, we'll tell you how this could affect North Carolina voters.
And there are new flights and new jobs coming to the airport. This is a live look at RDU, a look at the growth there that's coming ahead of the busy travel season.